Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Perigold has the ball to start the second half. They are moving right to left for these last two quarters. Here's Brengard with it between the circles. She'll dribble over to the right side. Picks her dribble there on the wing. Now throws up top to DeFreeze. DeFreeze will dribble towards the left. Now goes to the wing. Now is heading. Now throws. Tries to throw it on the elbow to a Hancock. She wasn't expecting it. Benfield's able to chase down the pass and keep possession of Perigold. DeFreeze has it in the corner now. Her pass is knocked away. Stolen by Kate Gilbert. Mountain Home will have their first possession of the second half off of Perigold's fifth turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. She sat out most of the first half with two fouls. Gilbert has it still on the left side. Now throws up top to Yates. Now back to Gilbert there at the top. Gilbert's going to drill towards the paint. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Hancock. She's back the other way for Perigold. Hancock's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And Yates gets the rebound. She'll be fouled over the back by Olivia Hancock. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Rams. That, by the way, that steal, that was Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the night. 6:56 touch play in the third quarter. Mountain Home and Perigold knotted up at 18. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline. Perigold in a man-to-man. Payne has it on the left side, throws it down to Foreman on the low block. Her layup was well too strong, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Perigold's basketball with 6:36 left in the third quarter. Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Brengard drills toward the left side, gives it there to Benfield on the wing. Now Benfield will dribble to the free throw line, kicks up top to Hancock. Now Brengard has it between the circles. She'll dribble to the right side. And now Perigold's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 6:08 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home and Perigold knotted up at 18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Perigold just took their last 30-second timeout of the night. They still have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Mounts Home with all three of their full timeouts left, and they also have a 30-second timeout remaining. 6:08 left to play in the third quarter. Perigold will inbound the ball on the far sideline as they're tied with Mounts Home at 18 apiece. Brengard takes an inbound pass, dribbles between the circles. Now it goes to the left side, gives it there to Benfield. Now Benfield will take the screen. Now it goes back to the wing. Now goes towards the low block. Throws it over cross court to DeFreeze in the left corner. Now ball goes to Smith in the left elbow. Kicks out to Benfield. Benfield's going to go down into the lane. Are they going to call that on the floor or on the shot? They're saying Benfield drew the blocking foul. Are they going to call a charge? Now they're going to change the call and call it an offensive foul on Blythe Benfield. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Rams, and that is Perigold's sixth turnover of the night. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne with 5:44 left in the third quarter. They were about to call a blocking foul, but then the officials talked about it and changed it to a charge. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home, dribbles to the left wing. We're tied at 18 apiece. Gilbert picks up a drill, throws up top to Foreman. Now Foreman will give back to Gilbert. Gilbert will set the offense, dribbles to the right side. Now it's going down into a low block, going in for the layup off the glass. No good. Chases down her own rebound, though. Now dribbles back out to the right wing. Now she's going back into the lane, and she's going to be fouled in the lane with 5:14 left in the third quarter. Blythe Benfield just picked up her third personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against Para Gould. 5:14 left again in the third quarter. We're tied at 18 apiece. Gilbert will inbound the ball to Foreman in the paint for the easy layup, but she misses it. And Blythe Benfield gets the rebound, and back comes Paragold. Brengard walks the ball into the front court. Over to Benfield on the left wing. Now she finds Hancock at the right elbow. Her jumper, no good. And for the second time, it hits the rim, bounces off the top of the backboard for the out-of-bounds call, and then falls back in when it's too late. Less than 5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Again, we're tied at 18 apiece. Here's Gilbert into the front court. She has between the circles. Now Gilbert's going down into lane. Just forced by her defender for the layup. Good. Kay Gilbert with the first 2 points of the night. We're back on top 20-18. 4:36 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Benfield with the ball in the left corner for the Lady Rams. Now she'll find Smith at the elbow. Gives it to Hancock on the right side. Now Hancock picks up her drill, gives it to Brengard at the top. Brengard drills into the lane, goes to the low block. Now kicks out to Benfield on the left wing. Benfield will drill toward the elbow. Finds the freeze on the right side near the corner. She'll dribble out to the wing, gives it to Hancock. Hancock dribbles between the circles, now goes back toward the right side. Now picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. And she'll give it to Benfield, who will reset the offense. Benfield has it between the circles. 4:03 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers up 20-18. Benfield drills to the right elbow. Now goes down towards the left elbow, kicks out to Brengard. Brengard's going to go down into lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragold, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 3:50 left in the third and the third quarter. Mount Holmes will get the ball back, leading 20-18. Gilbert walked the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers and set up the offense. Gilbert has it between circles. Now she's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. Benfield will get the rebound, and back come the Lady Rams. Brengard across the timeline for Paragold. Throws over to DeFries on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is, well, it's going to be a jump ball on the rebound, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 3:23 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes gets the ball back with a two-point lead. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll give it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now Jackson has it up at the top. Over to Foreman. Now over to Martin on the left side. Martin takes the screen, goes towards the right elbow, kicks out to Yates on the wing. Yates will drill to the elbow. Now she finds Foreman on the low block. She's looking to make a move. Now she will go up and will be fouled on her way up, and looks like Anna Grace Foreman will be heading to the free throw line for a pair with 2:54 left in the third quarter. Katie Smith picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four here in the first half, second half that is, against the Lady Rams. So Anna Grace Foreman trying to build on Mount Holmes' lead. Her first free throw is up, no good. Anna Grace Foreman currently has 6 points. She's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Second shot on this trip is up. She gets 1 of 2. She now has 7. And it's a 3-point lead for the Lady Bombers. 21-18 our score with less than 3 minutes left to the third quarter. Brengard throws it into the front court to DeFries. She has it on the right side. Now she's being double teamed. Kicks it to Benfield. Over to Hancock on the right side. She's going to pull up at the low block just for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She'll throw it to Gilbert. It's quickly the other way for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to the elbow. Now throws it up top to Martin. Back to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now Jackson has up at the top. Over to Foreman. Foreman will drill to the right elbow. Now Foreman will be called for the travel before she gets the pass off. That is Mount Holmes' fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 2:25 left to play in this third quarter. Mountain Home will turn it over. They currently lead 21-18. Ball goes into the front court to Benefield. She's trying to get out of double team. Throws it up top to Brengard. Brengard will drill to the left side. Throws it down to the corner, I believe, to DeFries. Ball goes to back to Brinkhardt, back to DeFries. She's going to drill towards the lane. Now pull up for the jumper. A little strong, no good, and Jackson gets rebound. Martin quickly with the ball into the front court. Mount Home with it, leading 21-18, a little over 2 minutes left in this third period. Ball goes over to the left wing. Now Martin drills up to the top, over to the right elbow, to the low block. She's going up for the layup. No good. Formerly chases down the offensive rebound, and she'll be fouled. Oh, nope. I'm sorry. I thought they were going to call a foul on Paragold, but it turned out what happened was Mount Home took the timeout. So we'll break with 1:52 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home currently leading Paragold 21-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, I said the first quarter was low scoring. Right now, this quarter is even more low scoring. Paragold hasn't scored a single point. Mount Home with the ball, leading 21-18. Here's Jackson with the ball in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Foreman gets the offensive rebound, drills to the left corner. Now she's going into the lane. She'll pull up for the jumper. No good. Another offensive rebound, this time for Gilbert. She can't get the foul to go. Another offensive rebound for Yates. This time she gets it off the glass and in. And as Yates will have 4 points this evening. 23-18, Lady Bombers leading it with 1:25 left to play in the third quarter. Here's DeFreeze with it in the front court. She's going to pull up on the left wing for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound comes to Foreman. She'll be fouled from behind. Olivia Hancock picks up her second personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Lady Rams. Carson DeFreeze is going to check out of the game as she's replaced by Sam Wood. 5-point Bomber lead, Lady Bomber lead right now. Here's Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. She has it on the left side. Tries to throw it to Jackson cross court. Pass was well over her head, and that's going to be an unforced turnover against Mountain Home. That's her sixth turnover of the night. Paragould gets the ball back with 1:01 left in the half. 23-18, Lady Bombers on top. Here's Benefield with it. She'll get into the front court as Paragould breaks the press. Ball goes over on the right side to Wood. Her three-pointer was blocked by Martin. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it will be Paragould's fastball with 54.9 seconds left in this quarter. Emily Payne's Emily Payne's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Leah Jackson. 23-18, Mount Home on top. It will be Wood inbounding the ball on the far sideline. She gets it into Brinkgard. Brinkgard dribbles towards the left, now going down into the lane. Kicks out to Hancock. Hancock dribbles to the left elbow. Finds Rolson, who checked in a little bit ago. Over to Hancock on left wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Benfield gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. Can't get the shot to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 38.5 seconds left in this third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. That's the first team foul here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Blythe Benfield at the free throw line, where so far she's 6 of 6 with 10 points. And she gets the first one here. So one more free throw coming up for Blythe Benfield. Second shot is up. No good. That's her first miss from the charity stripe tonight. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Emma Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Mountain Home up by 4. Over to ball goes over to Yates. Now to Payne on the left wing. Now an offensive foul. It looks like an illegal screen called on Addison Yates. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Mountain Home here in the second half. And that is their 7th turnover of the night. Brinkgard will walk the ball into the front court. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Lady Bombers up by 4. Brinkgard will give it to Benefield. 10 seconds left. Benefield has between the circles.
AG help!
5 seconds left as Benefield drills to the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper on the right side. No good. And Martin will chase down the rebound. And that's the way this third quarter is going to end. Well, Perrigo is held to just 1 point in that period. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Perrigo 23-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.